Based on what we saw in practice today, from what you saw from your team yesterday, and tending on that same lineup tomorrow?
Yeah, there won't be any lineup changes. We're healthy.
Did you like what you saw from that group as kind of the game went on? You did a little bit of mixing and matching?
I like what I've seen in the past from the group and have confidence in what they can do. And we moved some players around. What's the stat? 136 games. LA's lost one in regulation, one leading in the third. So we're in some company of other teams that weren't able to mount the comeback. So we'll go back to what we had on the ice today.
Is seeing the success of LA a reinforcement for what you're trying to bring to this group in some ways?
In part, I don't know that we'll look at the successful teams, either division. There's different styles, and it's based on personnel and what they're capable of doing. So you don't have to play the LA game. Or the St. Louis that are in that vein, but you have to play a game. So you have to have something that you do consistently. And that was the difference in the game for us. I thought that the parts, we were real good at it. And then where we got in trouble was a part of a game that's not consistent yet. There's a lot of what we did with the puck in the neutral zone led to some problems in the offensive zone. And, you know, you talk about the LA Kings, you're talking about your pre-scout, they don't give you much defensively in their end. It's fairly man-to-man, but they're successful at it. They're hard forechecking team, but the goals came off rushes. So I know they got some chances in other places, so did we, but their goals came off rushes, and we had had the puck just prior to it or off an entry that didn't go. So that was what today was all about.
You've been talking about, Paul, about how the games have been different since the break. You've noticed some difference. It's just tougher sledding, maybe.
Yeah.
My question is, do you have any feeling at all that you've lost some of the momentum you carried into the break?
Not necessarily. We didn't play after the St. Louis game, where we had a loss and an over, and a shootout loss. So we're kind of facing that right now. I don't, certainly in their intentions and their focus. I think in our last 20 games, we're going to play at least 10 of them, I think, against the top 10 teams in the NHL. So we're going to see some, you know, we had two big wins, and I know that the Phoenix-Nashville games maybe didn't look pretty, but those were critical tough wins. I mean, both of those teams looked at them as must games. Certainly Nashville at home going into the trade deadline, that was a huge game. So it's not, there's at no point are we coming out to dominate a team, I think, in that manner. They're going to look a little different this time of year. And then that's part of the message, too, in the LA game. As long as you're comfortable in that, I thought we were for a while. And when things got off the rails for us, it was we started to force things. It was just right in LA's wheelhouse. It passes into the neutral. That's exactly what they'll do to you. So a learning experience. And I'll go back to what I said yesterday. It's about the team confidence. So we don't have everything outlined and done yet. We don't. I mean, before you can make a lot of adjustments to your game, you got to have a foundation of that game and what we're going to do every time. I think what you did see was our team actually break the puck out quite well a number of times last night. That part, we're getting there. How we generate our offense and our transition and the offensive part of a game is still a work in progress.
Talk about Michael Frolik's job in the faceoff circle and center.
I liked a lot of what Fro did, and it's a little bit of a map to how we want to get better as a team on our faceoffs, because you got a lot of two of them. You got real good help from his wingers. You know, they really helped him out. But what I liked about him was he seemed totally and completely comfortable in all three zones. There wasn't a lag, and I was worried about that. You know, take a little while for him to make quick decisions down low. When you went through the D-zone coverage chances against, I mean, he wasn't out there for more than anybody else was by any means. I really liked that line and some of what they did, I felt real comfortable with him.
Is it, I don't want to say tough, but hard to ask a guy to play out of his position at this time of the year? I mean, obviously he does it, wants to help the team, but what's that discussion like when you have to get a guy to do stuff like that?
I need a center. Okay, coach. And that was basically Eddie. So it's tough to take a guy who's never done it before, and it's the toughest thing to do is take a winger and make him a centerman if he's not. I mean, center to wing is easy. A guy will talk about how he feels out there, his chances, but in terms of helping you win a hockey game, that's a tough task. The fact that he'd done it before and had some confidence with it
makes a big difference for him. But that's a tough position change to go from the wing to the middle.
Devin Sedigovich is a guy that has experience and has been productive at this time of year. What do you need from him down the stretch?
Well, I thought they were close to it last night, that line. I think some opportunity. We got to get that power play unit looking like it's a power play unit a little bit, and that's where some of his points and the good feelings have to come from. Pucks to the net, pucks in the net. He plays his best hockey when he's playing a gritty game, when he plays kind of outside his size and he gets on the body and he competes. That's when the pucks seem to go to the net. We've had stretches of that.
Ottawa tomorrow, this is a game between two teams in a pretty similar spot.
I look at some of their high-end transition game. I've liked the way Ottawa's played since Paul McLean's gone in there. I know they're having a little bit of a tough stretch, but I thought he did a really great job of transforming the way they looked, and they became really dangerous. So it kind of fits well, I think, coming off the LA game, and we can't do those things that we tried to do in the neutral zone and on our attack, especially against them, because you've got the world-class defenseman like Doughty, the same concept, and they'll control the puck in off the rush with Spezza and Hemsky now. The skill level on the attack has gone way up, so we need to make sure that we've learned our lesson from last night going into this game.
What do you know about John Albert in the season he's been having?
A lot of positive comments is really what I know. I mean, other than getting him out there on the ice today, I haven't watched any video on him, but the people that on our coaching staff and in management are really like the compete level that he brings, and he may get his opportunity. I liked the two roles that we're looking at would be third and fourth line center, those opportunities for him, and I like the way both those guys played last night. So he's, you know, it's good to have him around, to get him into some practices, talk about the things that we're trying to do so that when he gets his chance to get in there and play, he's got a comfort level too.
What's the key to being better in that transition for you right now? If you haven't had a chance to teach it as much as you'd like, is patience an element there, or how do you?
Here's the thing. The specific answer to that goes to what we're going to try to do tomorrow, so I can't tell you. Other than in a general term, letting everybody see some consistency with it. So we have an understanding of how it's going to look at first every single time. That's why our breakouts were a critical piece for us. We thought winning that game was how we broke the puck out, and we were able to do that. And then I'd like our defensemen to see something other than rear ends blasting sideways through the neutral zone when they get the puck. I know that Toby's face got a lot of camera time after that goal. And we would have suggested after that he had another option. It wasn't an offensive option. It was either kick that thing down the strong side and we'll try to chase it down. We'd like to think we're a little better team than that. I'd like our defensemen to feel a little bit more supported.